Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Felisa Williams, your faith-based community nurse, and we're in the trenches again talking about health and wellness. And I do hope and pray that you have had a good day, a good week so far, have remained healthy and safe. And I hope things are going well with you. Okay, our scripture this evening is coming out of Proverbs, the first chapter. It started at the second verse. It says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. And so tonight, I got an article, excuse me, and I want to share that with you. And based on that article and what we've been experiencing, I think it's very timely as we change into a different season. And I know that this week we have been inundated with people walking in, not necessarily with COVID, but you know, we have people coming in with flu-like symptoms. A lot of them were getting negative, even though they have the symptoms. And we do still have COVID, but COVID is very minimal right now. And so the one thing that I'm finding out that when people come in, they come in with the symptoms, but they're not treating the symptoms, or they're not treating them adequately. And so I got this article, which coincided with what I am experiencing in the clinic, and it says stay healthy this winter. It lets us know that COVID still lingers, and we're now entering into the flu season and have been for a while, and germs are still everywhere. And the goal of all of this is to reduce your risk. One of the things that and I'll go with some of that, but one of the things that I'm seeing when people have cold symptoms, they may not, a lot of it is not COVID, it's not even flu, even though they present with symptoms that mimic flu. So, and you've often heard me tell you, germs are very sophisticated. They know how to present themselves in a way that they can preserve their virility, and we have a difficult time of actually doing anything about it. And so with this being said, the important thing that is very pertinent right now, especially with the changing of the season, is to make sure that your immune system is able to handle the types of germs that we're going to be experiencing. I don't know about your area, but we have gone to extreme summer and then to fall-like, and then And just in a week dip to like freezing, and then the rain and the freeze. And so the weather here has been very volatile and changeable, and it just vacillates from one to the other. And what I'm seeing is that with the change of the weather, people are not appropriately adjusting what they do with the weather. And so when they don't do that, then they end up with issues. So the most important thing that we need to do is to rev up our immune system. And as you know, that your immune system can weaken with age, and it makes infections more precarious, and it lengthens your recovery time. When they did statistics, more than 75% of the COVID deaths had to do with those ages of 65 and older. You know, of course, at that age, a lot of people have a lot of underlying problems. And so we need to really work on that, building up our immune system. And a lot of people are still, regardless of what we tell them, they're still not doing the things that helps to helps their body to fight off what is happening if they would give it a chance. There are times, and I understand that, where sometimes we do have to intervene, but if we would learn to appropriately do the things that builds up our body system, our body will fight for us. I have not had a cold in 10 years, and I got a cold, and not once did I take an antibiotic. And it's just that I try to eat appropriately, get rest, and then take care of the symptoms without antibiotics, because what we're seeing now is a lot of people are having reactions to antibiotics, or the antibiotics that we can give them, they've used so often that they don't work for them because they have been overused. And so that's why we try to tell people, you know, try to steer away from antibiotics, and if you have problems, go ahead and start working on them early. So one of the things that we're seeing is even though COVID is still present, it seems to be much milder now, and we knew that we were going to have to settle in with this and that it was going to be an ongoing issue like the flu and colds and all those other viral infections that you're having. And so we have a lot of questions about people are asking, well, should I get the new COVID booster? And then we have people calling and saying, well, I thought I had the COVID booster. What people don't understand, there was never a booster. Those repeated injections were just repeated injections of the COVID vaccine. It was not a booster. They have just now come out with the booster, and it is a true booster. But those other ones that you've gotten, I've had people that have had, they got the initial two, and then they've gotten two more. And I'll leave everybody's opinion and decision on whether they're going to continue to get these COVID vaccines. And now the true booster is out. The others was not. But I leave this decision up to individuals. Because there are a lot of people that have chronic illness, underlying conditions, and they feel like they need these. Now, the thing of it is, and we were discussing this in the clinic, that at one point your body is going to be relying on you giving it something to boost your immunity, which means that that it may be every year you're going to have this COVID booster, just like every year they're, you know, getting the flu shot or, you know, not every year, but periodically getting your pneumonia shot. It's going to be a thing of the future. It's going to be an ongoing thing. And whether you get it or not, I leave that up to individuals. I mean, if you have had four doses of the COVID vaccine and now you're going to get a booster, which will make five, you know, that's something you have to decide. I think a lot of people depend more on the vaccines than doing the things that they can do to help themselves. So I don't say yes and I don't say no. I just say that this is something that you will have to decide for yourself, because each person knows their medical condition, you know. The way it looks now is that they finally have what we call a true booster. And this may become the annual vaccine for COVID every year, okay? And like I said, still here, it's just milder. We've learned how to deal with it more appropriately. The other thing is, what can I do to help my immune system? There is no injections or vitamins that will supercharge your immune system. However, there are some vitamins that will help. They give you a boost. But basically, if you want to boost your immune system, the not smoking, no drinking excessively, same things I've been telling you all along, exercising regularly, and we talked about your preventative immunizations and following a healthy diet. It's going to be your best bet. Now, we have found, and this was a different vitamins during the COVID, which was C, zinc, and I think it's one more, but I know the C and the zinc was one. So, and I always take vitamin C. I take it year-round, and that's, you know, it doesn't have to be a high dose because I take it year-round, but I take vitamin C year-round because I'm not a big orange juice person. So I do take C, and C we do know is good in terms of the immune system. And of course the zinc, when the COVID came out, that was one of the things that they pushed. So now they have, and sometimes you can't find it, but you have what you call Super C, and it does have the vitamin C and the zinc, and I want to say magnesium, but I'm not sure. But the cocktail that they recommended during COVID. So I was able to find that, and so I just got that because I'm going to take C anyway. But if we want to boost our immune system, we have got to do what is right in terms of our body. And this is something that I have been not just on this platform, but just in the clinic along today. I just talked to the young man. You've got to take care of yourself. You've got to eat right. You've got to exercise. The young man that came in today and he was sick, and he was, okay, but he is at an unhealthy weight. He also has some underlying conditions. So your body is so busy trying to provide for those underlying conditions that it doesn't have time to build itself up to fight other things. And although we tell you not to totally rely on supplements, they do help. But we want you to do the other things. What we have found that if you perform 90 minutes of light to moderate exercise, that does help. Now, you don't do that all at one time. You can break it up into days. Even during the day, you can break it up into different times of the day. I know a lot of people, everybody was going to go to the gym, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But just simple walking is good. And you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to pay anything. I know in our neighborhood we have a lot of people that walk no matter what the condition is. I am near, well, I pass two parks and near a third park. So you can always walk the park. So the important thing is if we're going to survive this year and what's going on, we're going to have to get serious about building our immune system, okay? And the first thing you want to do is when you have symptoms, you need to start right away doing something about the symptoms that you have. Now, I don't know if you've heard the term, but there is a term called Flurona, and this is where people are both positive for the coronavirus and the flu virus at the same time. And that is something that we are seeing more and more, is that people can sometimes have both of them, both the flu and the coronavirus. And like I said, COVID is more milder now. We have a milder part of this germ, but it is still present. But it is can be combined with the flu. Now, a lot of people don't really think about the flu, but the flu can be very detrimental. We thought, COVID. But the flu has killed probably a lot more people than the COVID virus has. And so we have to be concerned about that because right now we're being inundated with people with the flu. And that's why it is so important that we do the things that are necessary be prepared for what goes on. Now, one of the things that they talk about is different things we should do. Now, a lot of people don't like the mask. I do suggest the mask if you're having a cough, you know, or if you're around people that are coughing, just to protect yourself. My job, we're still mandated to wear masks, but there are other areas that are not mandated. And I think that should be a personal option. But I do think if you're around a lot of people and the person is coughing, and I carry my mask, don't always, especially when I'm outside, don't always wear it. I just have it hanging on my ear. But when I'm in an area where the people is, and it doesn't have to be really crowded, but I'm in an area where people are doing a lot of coughing, and people don't cover their mouth. Sometimes I will put it on. It is good to have that to protect yourself just in case somebody else is sick. One of the things that I'm finding out about individuals is that they're not prepared for illness. They do not have their healthy kit prepared. And so one of the things that we have been pushing is that you be prepared for if you do get sick and not having to wait to run to the store. Now, I usually keep Mucinex on hand at all times. I ran out because I was giving it to everybody. Everybody needed Mucinex, so I was giving my Mucinex away. And so then when I went to look for some Mucinex, I had some, but not as much as I normally have. And I don't buy the Walmart brand. I just like, and usually I'll buy off brands because they're basically the same. But the Mucinex, I do buy the name brand. So a lot of people, when I tell them about Mucinex, they seem a little bit surprised about that. So I'm going to give you a little bit of information on Mucinex. And you have to realize I've been a nurse for 33 years. My specialty is pediatrics and ENT. And so when I ran those units, what they prescribed was Robitussin. And Robitussin, Mucinex, is all the same thing. It's guaifenesin. That is the active ingredient. And the reason that they were able to use this particular medicine is because it can be used by anybody. There are no restrictions on the use of Mucinex for anybody. Doesn't matter if you have high blood pressure, if you're a cancer patient, heart patient, kidney patient, it doesn't matter. This medicine can be used for any on any person with regardless of what their underlying condition is. And I had to explain to a man today because what I'm hearing is a lot of people are using NyQuil. NyQuil is worthless. It just makes you go to sleep, okay? I don't know a lot about Alka-Seltzer Plus, but what Alka-Seltzer Cold or whatever they tell me they're using, but typically if they use it, it's not working, okay? So I always tell people to get Mucinex, and then as the winter goes on, it's going to be difficult to find it. So how does Mucinex work? Mucinex breaks up the congestion, okay? What you do want to do is you want that congestion to be broken up so that it does not develop into pneumonia. So most people say, well, I took the Mucinex, it didn't work. Yes, it does work. This is what you have to do. With Mucinex, you have to drink a lot of water because it's going to break it up, but the water is going to cause the congestion to be liquefied. Therefore, when you blow your nose or you cough, it's more effective. You get more up than you do with a lot of the other medicines. So Mucinex is one of those things that I tell people to have in their arsenal. The other thing is acetaminophen or Tylenol. This can be used to reduce fever or if you have body aches. Everybody cannot take NSAIDs like Aleve, Motrin, ibuprofen for one reason or another. One of the things, if you have kidney issues, you shouldn't be taking NSAIDs because they do take in that over a period of time does affect your kidneys. And so I tell a lot of people, if you can take the NSAIDs, fine, but make sure you have Tylenol to take because it does both. It helps with the reducing the fever, and it also helps with body aches. And I don't know, I probably have told you that. A lot of people think, well, Tylenol doesn't work. Yes, it does. Because when you get these narcotics, the thing that's working on the pain is acetaminophen or Tylenol, not the narcotics. The narcotics just make you kind of numb to the situation. But the actual pain ingredients is acetaminophen. So you need to have that in your arsenal. I cannot believe the number of people that do not have a thermometer. I mean, that is, especially with what we have had going on in the past 3 years, you should have a thermometer so that you can accurately read what your temperature really is. I feel hot doesn't mean a thing. I touched my head and I was hot. Well, if you touch your head with your hand, you're going to have body heat to body heat, so you're going to feel hot, okay? The important thing is to know exactly what your body temperature is, okay? That is very important because you have to treat that based on actually how high your body temperature is, and then at certain levels you need to go to the emergency room because you cannot handle it on your own, okay? So it's very important to have a thermometer, pulse ox or pulse oximeter. You can buy those at any drugstore now. They're not expensive. They're good to have. In the past, we have not really pushed that, but we do, since COVID, we have pushed that people be able to measure their oxygen level when they get sick. During the COVID, whenever they went into the hospital, when they were discharged, they gave them a pulse oximeter so that they could measure their oxygen level. And it's just a little thing you clip on your finger, and it tells you what your oxygen level is. That way, if you can tell if you're having problems breathing and your level is low, you need to go to the hospital. Throat lozenges is very good to have around. Now, I use, and I just use it because I like it. I use a Ricola honey, a honey and herb. I also use the Hall's lemon, or even just an off-brand, just a lemon. And then I've used, sometimes I do ginger chews. No matter what you have, you need to have that on hand. You need to have some cough syrup if you're coughing a lot. Normally, the Mucinex does help with the coughing, but sometimes people have, and they say that I just can't sleep because I've got, I cough so much, and a lot of times we'll tell them to try Delcium, okay? So that you should have in your arsenal. The other thing is please have your fluids on hand. Now, my son came to the clinic, got his flu shot, gets them every year, hasn't had a problem. This year, he called me, and he was sick. He had no Gatorade. No juice. He did have water, but he had nothing to supplement his electrolytes. So you should always have soup, different varieties of soup to have on hand because soup is hydrating, and it can help with speed the movement of the mucus and less the congestion. So you should have soup. They have adult Pedialyte, of course, Gatorade, Powerade, and definitely a lot of water. It's very important that you have that. That will help you to overcome the issues you're having. The other thing is rest is important. The young man came in today, and I told him, I said, you've got to rest, you know, and he said, I know. And see, the thing of it is we're telling you what you need to do in order to help your body to heal itself, and it's not the big things. It's just really small, simple things that you can do, getting rest, you know, is most important. You know, once you've taken what you're taking, if you will get rest, it allows the body to rebuild itself. It allows the body to go through the healing process. I tell people, don't try to keep, if you're working and you feel like you can, but you at some point when you come home, you can't do everything that you typically do. Now, I never stopped working. I really didn't feel as bad. They said I sounded bad, but I didn't feel bad, not really bad. But what I would do, because I knew that that I had to give my body some downtime, I would, when I came in the evening, got everything situated, I was in the bed probably by 7:30, 8 o'clock, and not up until the next morning. And so it really helped, because I gave my body the rest. I did everything else, but I still gave it the rest. And even though I was working still, just the taking the time to rest, not doing anything, not doing my typical routine, it helped. So we've got to prepare for what's ahead of us. We do not, this will be our really first winter where post-COVID. You know, this is really the first post-COVID winter. And so we don't know how things are going to pan out. We do know that with the adults, we're getting the flu and the coronavirus together, or just a lot of flu, hospitals full of flu. With the young children, and we're having the RSV and the flu, and then we got to be concerned about the coronavirus. So it's a lot going on. The better prepared we are, the better we can maintain our health. But we have got to do something, and we just can't stop. And I know I'm a healthcare professional, but we need to stop relying totally on medicine. Medicine is there to help give you the extra assistance that you need, but you have got to do something for yourself, and that's what I'm seeing people are not doing. You know, I'm sick. Give me an antibiotic. Give me a shot. Okay, what are you doing? What did you take? Nothing. Okay, how have you been handling this? I haven't been doing a thing. You know, you've got to take some personal responsibility, because what's going to happen is we're going to have a society where they're not going to be able to function unless they have medicine. What happens when medicine becomes difficult to obtain? Right now we're running into a problem with Ozempic, which was originally for diabetes, but they found out that you lose weight with it. Now people use it for weight loss. Now it's on a national shortage list. So we've got to realize that we don't need to be totally dependent on medicine, yet use it when it's necessary. But do your part in making yourself healthy. Do all the things that you need to do, okay? Because the medicine may not be there, and that's something we have to look at. You may not be. There have been times we, even when they were trying to do the Paxlovid for these people for the that had the COVID symptoms. Sometimes certain places didn't have it. Because we're so dependent on medicine, and we don't need to do that. We have a body that can take care of itself with a little help if we do the right things. So we need to prepare ourselves for the season that's coming. We need to go ahead and take care of ourselves. Do what we know to do. Eat good. And you know, we need to... like I've told you before, if you can't get fresh, do frozen. If you can't get frozen, get canned. But beef up the vegetables. A lot of beans, okay? High protein. those are the things that will help us if we would do that. And so that is all I have for tonight. Unless there's question or comments, I'm finished. Just want you all to, you know, be aware that you've got to take care of yourself. Your body is your responsibility, not the medical community's responsibility. It's yours. And you got to take some personal responsibility and personal interest in maintaining your health. And so that will be it for me tonight. No questions or comment. You all can have a good night.
Well, thank you for the info. And it's in line with what the Creator did whenever he, how am I putting this, the four seasons. He put in the earth that which we need to prepare us for the winter, to fight off the colds and flus and all that. And you're right, we sort of gotten out of habit of eating those vegetables, the turnips and all of that.
Yeah.
And I know as a child, they used to give us what they call pot liquor, which was the turnips and all of that, and they would put cornbread in it. And,
that's,
you know,
it.
We would look at it and frown at it, not realizing or understanding that that was what was building up our immune system that kept us from getting cold.
Yeah. And that's where all the vitamin was in actually the, what they call, it was the juice, but the pot liquor from where they cooked everything. That really was where the vitamins were. And that's why they would do that. It was very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we've gotten away from that as a society. I think I'm not anti-fast food, but I think we've gotten so inundated and accustomed to grab and go instead of cooking.
I remember during the 50s when I would go to New Jersey for Christmas, we would drive to New Brunswick to get those little White Castle hamburgers. Now, from Trenton to New Brunswick, back then was a good hour because it was one of these, all these expressways. But we would drive there and get all of them. And that's whenever McDonald's was coming along, they had a big sign out how many they sold. Yeah, you're right. You're right. They programmed us real nice.
Yeah. And see, the thing of it is that, and I tell people, if you're going to get fast food, they got salads. Because, see, what they had to do, there was such a campaign against them just doing fast food, so that they brought in the salads now. But we are so, it was so programmed, give me a burger and fries and go, you know, that we don't ask for the salad. But they do have the salad now, so, yeah. But if we're going to fight what we're coming up against now, we really got to get back to the basics. Really have, because if we don't, it's going to be bad for us. Because I'm telling you, from what we're seeing now and trying to get different medications, some of them are short-term shortage. I've seen where we've had to substitute another medication because we couldn't get the one that was really needed. So I teach people, I'm not anti-medication. I'm just saying don't be reliant on that and substitute that for what you should do to make your body more healthy, you know.
Yeah, and I'm a classic example of glaucoma. because I went and listened to my doctor. My doctor told me to get saline solution and use that. I used to have bad headaches from my allergy. And no, I like the one where it gave me instant relief from Flornaz and Nasonex. And I didn't read the fine print. Fine print said it may cause glaucoma. And that's what I got. And the doctor, because I was at the clinic there at Hopkins, and that specialist, he said, that's probably how you got glaucoma.
Yeah.
So.
Because
I wanted that instant.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we got to do what we have to do. I know it. Now, I don't have glaucoma, but my doctor he did a study with Auburn University, and he's a big proponent of fish oil. And I can tell who the doctor, when the patients come in and give me their list, I can tell if they've been to the eye doctor I go to. He puts all his patients on fish oil, everybody. Everybody. So if they're advising you to do something, it's better to do it. These are what they say, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. As much as you can do preventatively is better and trying to fix it in the end. And this is why we're telling people that have underlying conditions. I mean, I sometimes get tired of talking to people. You got to take care of your underlying conditions because that, if that is maintained, it allows your body to rev itself up for anything else that it has to deal with. But if it's steadily trying to keep in check your underlying condition because you're not doing what you need to do, then when you are presented with these viruses and things, it's going to be an issue, you know. And it's just one of those things, it's hard. I don't know, it's just hard for people to grasp. I had one man, I called him, I said, your A1C went from 7 to a 10.2. He said, oh, I've been snacking. So he knew what he was doing wrong. Why do it?
Yeah,
and not that snacking is wrong, but he knew he was snacking on the wrong thing. He knew exactly what he did wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying is if you do what you've got to do to keep yourself healthy, you know.
That's up to you.
It is. I mean, we can't make you, we can tell you. But in the end, you want us to fix it. And they don't like coming to me because I tell them I can't fix what you done messed up. You know, and sometimes we can't. There's nothing we can do because you've taken it to a level where we cannot do anything else. You know, so the best thing to do is to take care of yourself ahead of time. There's no guarantee that things are still or not going to go, you know, that they will still not go wrong. But you have a better chance because now you've done all the appropriate things to help yourself. You know.
Yeah, and so, the other thing that I've run into is people saying, well, got to die from something.
Yeah.
And that's like saying, okay, it's all right. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, knowing that it is killing me.
Exactly.
And
then they tell me that.
Yeah.
I said, okay, then, whatever. So and when you get sick, don't come in here because you said you got to die of something. So there's no use in you coming here to see me if that's your attitude. Don't waste my time.
Yeah, and the ones sitting in church is the ones that some of the main ones are saying that. And and they don't really know scripture. This is your evangelism part, that they don't really understand what the scripture says. Jesus said he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
Exactly.
Not that we did die or something.
Nope. Well, that's it for me tonight. So you all stay healthy, stay warm.
Yeah, because it's cold.
It is very cold here, and it's been raining for the last 2 or 3 days, and with freezing temperatures. And I don't think we're supposed to get out of the 50s, maybe until the weekend. I'm not sure. And I think they're talking about rain again. So, yeah, this weather is just playing, it's just back and forth. So we got to do everything. They laugh at me because I have on my gloves and leggings, and I have on a hat, and I don't know. I have to keep my body at a certain temperature at all times, so, you know.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, you all have a good evening.
All right.
All right.
And same to you. Shalom. All right.